Let's see. Today is what?
December the 3rd.
So today is Friday. Mm-hmm. So today's Friday, so the next day would be
Saturday.
And then Sunday.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay. All right, what do you say to somebody about 11 o'clock in the daytime? How would you greet him?
Around 11? Mm-hmm.
You say good?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, yeah.
What's the latest in the day you would say good morning to somebody?
12.
12 o'clock.
And it'd be good afternoon.
What if you left someone in the morning? What would you say to them?
I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Would you ever say afternoon?
Would you ever say good day?
Good day. Yeah.
Okay. What do you call the part of the day after you stop saying good morning?
At noon.
And after what? That is the
afternoon. Good afternoon.
How long does the afternoon last?
Until midnight.
Till midnight.
I'd call it till midnight.
Okay.
Because it's afternoon until it gets to the 12 again.
You say good morning to somebody when you meet them in the morning. What do you say to somebody if you meet
good
them?
Good afternoon.
Okay. What about, what do you call the part of the day after supper?
Nighttime.
You call it evening?
Evening, yeah.
What are the names of the meals that you eat? In the morning you eat?
Breakfast.
And then?
Dinner. And supper.
Okay. Is there any
meal? That's Southern tradition in the North, where it's breakfast with a few people. Not many of them eat. Mm-hmm. And then they call dinner supper with us. At about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they have what they call dinner. I've had some of those Yankees to contend with. And I'd always been brought up to eat breakfast around 5:30 in the morning, not later than 5 when I was on the farm. And then we ate dinner at 12, and then we'd eat supper around 7 at night. 3 meals a day with us.
Yeah. What would you say when you're leaving somebody's house at night?
Good night.
Good night. Would you ever say good night meeting somebody at night?
No. Say hello.
Mm-hmm. Okay. On the farm, you start to work before daylight. You'd say that we started to work before...
Before light.
Before light, or maybe before...
Before day.
Maybe before sunrise.
Before sunrise.
Okay. You might say that we were a little late this morning. When we started out in the field, the sun had already...
Had already risen.
Talking about the same thing, he would say the sun
is up,
or at 6 o'clock the sun, talking about the same word, he said the sun had already risen.
Yeah.
At 6 o'clock the sun had already
risen. It's set. Oh, yeah. 6 o'clock in the afternoon, yeah. The sun had already set.
Okay, all right.
Has gone down,
right.
Old people used to say.
Okay. You might say if he worked until the sun went out of sight, he worked until?
Sundown.
Okay, so let's see. Today is Friday, so Thursday was
the day before.
Okay, or you could just say in one word.
Yesterday.
Okay, if somebody came on a Sunday, a week earlier than last Sunday, you'd say he came here when? A week earlier than last Sunday.
Sunday before that?
Or have you ever heard anybody say Sunday a week ago?
Sunday a week ago, yeah. Most old people used to say Sunday before last. Yeah.
What about talking about in the future?